Raimondo's taking over a state government that's much better off than the one Governor Lincoln Chafee inherited from Don Cachiri 4 years ago. Unemployment then was 11.4%. Now it's at 7.4%. The state budget deficit is much lower, and cities and towns are not hovering near bankruptcy. Even Central Falls is out of receivership. Yet the Ocean State has not sailed out of the economic doldrums. Our state still has the highest jobless rate in New England and is well behind neighboring Massachusetts in building opportunities in such 21st century sectors as high technology and biotechnology. The new governor has already been speaking to businessmen and women. She met privately with the board of the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council, the Business Finance Government Research Group. John Simmons, executive director of RIPEC, said the confab was a good one. These are all smart PR moves. Raimondo said emphatically throughout her campaign that she wants to be the, quote, jobs governor, unquote, which was savvy campaign rhetoric, but is more slogan than policy. Cachiri, too, ran as the jobs candidate. Remember how that turned out? Cementing relationships with business is necessary, yet hot air and handshakes aren't going to solve problems. Chafee got off to a sour note with a business establishment in the state and never recovered. In a recent interview, Chafee traced the beginnings of his frosty relationship to the 2010 campaign and, what else, the infamous 38 Studios fiasco. Chafee was the most vocal critic of the ill-fated $75 million taxpayer subsidy to the pipe dream that was Kurt Schilling's video game company. While Chafee aimed most of his salvos at Cachiri, he was also publicly skewering the Economic Development Corporation Board that included top business executives, almost all of whom voted to approve the 38 Studios deal. As it turned out, these business folks made a very dumb decision, gambling recklessly with the taxpayers' money. But they didn't appreciate it when Chafee publicly made them look foolish. He was right, but he paid a political price. Then he proposed lowering the top sales tax rate and extending it to goods and services that historically had not been taxed in our state. The business community again rose up in opposition, aided by the state's largest newspaper, the Providence Journal, which would have faced a 1% sales tax under the proposal. Too often, business interests do little more than say no or complain about high taxes or such abstract nonsense as a lack of leadership. Are there business folks who have specific ideas about curbing our state's runaway Medicaid costs or bringing highly educated young workers to Rhode Island? Maybe some have good ideas about how to consolidate government services in a politically palatable manner. How about filling the Superman building? Maybe the business community in Raimondo should go back to the future, like those who helped former Governor Lincoln Allman bring Fidelity to Smithfield. Banker Terry Murray, who's now retired, was crucial in shaping a tax policy that lured the company to consider moving some operations to Rhode Island from Boston. Raimondo's giving business leaders a place at the economic policy table. Isn't it time they put up or shut up?